questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of iRibe English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Noor Muhammad Pur. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My pleasure.
Okay, Sheikh, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ways to, improve our love for Him. We know that according to Islamic beliefs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the omnipotent, omnipresent, the sole creator of the whole universe. So He has shown Himself us, in various ways. But we people, through some actions, must love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before getting to the howness of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's get to the whyness of why do we as the people, as the main creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there any use for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or no? The only practical benefits are for us as the creatures.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that actually all human beings, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by their innate nature, which we call it fitrah. So there is no obligation. We do not want to force you to love Allah, for example, okay, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, all human beings, as I mentioned, by their nature, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes, if they do not have enough knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enough recognition of Him, which we call it ma'rifah, or they have some kind of ignorance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they love other things beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is very important. You know that actually Satan tries to put other things, other idols beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that all human beings, they are looking for Allah. They love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love to worship Him. They love to have kind of, respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to resort to Him.
Yes.
But Satan comes here, interfere here, and puts other idols beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, he misused this kind of tendency toward worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the verse of Noble Quran, we have that, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Some people, they put other idols beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love them, beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who are faithful, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than other things.
That's right.
Okay. So the condition of that is iman. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. If you have real faith in Him, if you have real understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have righteous action, then you love Him more than any other things. Okay?
That's right.
So here, I think it is very important to understand that all human beings, they are looking for kind of, absoluteness. They are looking for the absolute power, absolute knowledge.
Yes.
Okay? These innate tendencies exist in all human beings.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe they put other names for that. For example, they call it other names. But the reality of that is all human beings, they are looking for the absolute power, absolute knowledge, this kind of existence that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right. According to what Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, Al-mawaddatu fil Allah aqrabu nasaban. In fact, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the best of kinship. Is among the best of kinship. In fact, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are making a kind of a spiritual connection, and that's why you are getting closer and closer to the source of creation, okay?
Exactly. You know that it is actually impossible to love somebody, even talking about in this, you know, material life, it is impossible to love anybody if you do not have knowledge about him or her, okay? And if you do not have focus on that individual, you know, it is very important. For any love, even the material love, it is important to have these two conditions. First, to understand him or her, to recognize, which we call it ma'rifah, and then to focus on him, not to be ignorant, not to be heedless of that individual. So, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately, most of the people, they do not have enough knowledge about him. They do not understand all qualities of Allah, all characters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay?
That's right.
And maybe some people, they have some knowledge about him, not absolute knowledge, but they have to some extent some knowledge toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they do not have the, you know, focus on him. They do not have regard to him. So, because of these two, because of lacking of these two characteristics, unfortunately, we lack, some of us will lack loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we provide these two conditions, we can, you know, increase our love toward him.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
That's all right. How we can express our love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does he himself show us any way, any specific way to love him more?
I think the best way for expressing our love toward him is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Obedience to Allah, okay?
Yes, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very important. And, you know, this obedience is not blind obedience. It is very important. Ala basiratin. It has been mentioned in many verses of Noble Quran, which means to obey him by your insight. To see what is your duty right now and try to practice that, okay? For example, socially speaking, economically, any, you know, any kind of, any stages of life, when you see it is necessary to have some role, to play some role, to play it, to do it, and try to be a real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to say, it doesn't mean that only you pray, you fast, you go to Mecca. Of course, all of these worships are granted. These are part and parcel of Islam. But behind that, I want to say that behind that, whatever, in any conditions, in any stages of life, when you see that it is the time for your role to play, to play it and try to be a real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown his way towards us through some deeds, in fact, or some obediences. And in religion of Islam, for example, the salat, the saum, even some mustahabat or the recommended deeds are done. And look at how beautiful, for example, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his munajats, or Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in his supplications, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to be more familiar with the true of love of the best creatures of Allah on earth. I think the text of the supplications can help us very much, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes, that's right. We can use the supplications of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wa salam in Sayfa Sajjadiyya, many other supplications that we can benefit and to whisper it toward him. You know that the points I would like to make it here is kind of purity of heart. It is very important, again, if you want to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because nothing deserves to love, you know. In this material life, whatever you imagine, whatever anything, whatever beloved that you imagine, it does not deserve to love it.
Yes.
It is a reality. And I think, my dear audience, they can witness that. Whatever beloved that they have, anything that you imagine in this material love, does not deserve to love it. Only thing that we can actually love him is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who deserves to be beloved of our hearts.
We can look at it the other way around too. I mean, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us.
Exactly.
I mean, this is what most of the people are neglectful of, you know, that. And he gave us every day his signs about his love towards us by giving us the blessings, the mercies, the bounties in this world, the sustenance that he provides for us. These are all the signs, and the life that he has given us to this world. These are all the signs of Allah's love for the people, isn't it?
Exactly. Okay. You know, unfortunately, again, we are not aware of how immense mercy and blessing he is sending, you know, moments by moment to us.
Yes.
وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the mercy and the blessing of Allah, you cannot do that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
But unfortunately, most of us, if not all, we are ignorant of how blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending, how immense mercy he is sending toward and showering us with this kind of blessing. Because of that, we do not pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. But if you understand that, even moment right now that I have this breath, you know, if you think about how mercy is showering me, in that time, I would love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And again, this is quality-based, not quantity-based. I mean, for example, it very much depends on your sincerity in your heart, how much you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it?
Exactly. How sincerely you worship him, it is very important.
Yes.
Because love should be, you know, show itself in your deeds, in your behavior.
Yes.
Not only by your heart. Many people, they claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
But they practice doesn't show that.
Yes.
I think it's kind of worthless. The reality of love is to show itself in your behavior, in your action, but sincerely.
That's right.
It is important.
There is a very beautiful poem by Maulana, one of the most outstanding poets of the Persian language. He says, Ey Khoda, in vas ra hijran makun, sarkhoshan ishq ra nalan makun. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not separate we as creatures with yourself.
Yes.
Does not make these, we can say, vasl, that is the link, or it's better to say connection with you as a hijran or
beautiful,
living.
Yeah.
And sarkhoshan ishran alan makan does not make your lovers sad. Bar darakhti kashiyan murgh tos shakh mashkan murgh ra parran makan. It is like a tree on which there is a nest of, we can say, a bird.
Yeah.
So do not break the branch of this tree and does not make the bird fly away. نیست در عالم ز هجران تلختر. Nothing is bitter than separation between us and you. هرچه خواهی کن ولیکن آن مکن. Do whatever you like.
But do not separate.
Do not separate us from yourself because of your love and because of the love that you yourself has put in our heart. And this is good because according to the Shiite Hikmah, the love that is in our heart has been put by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in our heart. So this is, we can say, the sweetest type of love that we can have in this world. Thank you much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. I really enjoyed talking to you about the concept of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to do it.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين